For the past 6 years, a special Christmas luncheon has brought joy and warmth to underprivileged families in the Burlington and Oakville area. What started with just 5 families in 2019 has grown into an annual event hosting over 150 children and their parents. This year, despite facing new challenges, a dedicated group of volunteers is determined to keep the tradition alive in memory of its founder, Wayne Brown. Wayne Brown, a retired Sheridan College business professor and former chair of Liaison College for Culinary Arts, was a well-known figure in the community. His passion for helping others led to the inception of the Christmas luncheon, hosted at Chop Steakhouse and Bar, where families could enjoy a festive meal, receive gifts, and experience the magic of the holiday season. "Wayne was the heart and soul of this event," said Ashley Hershon, regional manager for Chop Steakhouse and Bar. "He believed every child should have a gift on Christmas and worked tirelessly to make that happen." Tragically, Wayne passed away in January of this year, leaving a significant void in the community. "We felt a profound loss," Hershon shared. "But a small group of us knew we had to keep his legacy alive." The event has always been more than just a meal. It includes a beautifully decorated venue, music, and a special visit from Santa Claus. Last year, thanks to generous donations, 2 separate locations, the Holiday Inn Burlington and Chop Steakhouse, Oakville, hosted families who went home with hams, baskets of fruit, and gifts for every family member. However, organizing such a large-scale event is no small feat. "Wayne spent the entire year fundraising," Hershon explained. "Now, as a smaller group, we're reaching out to the community for support to continue this tradition." How you can help? The volunteers are seeking financial donations to purchase gifts for the children. Chop Steakhouse and Bar generously provides the food, decorations, and venue, ensuring that all funds raised go directly toward making the holidays special for the families. Donations can be made via e-transfer to donationswaynebrownlegacy@gmail.com. While they cannot provide tax receipts due to not being a registered charity, donors can be assured that their contributions make a direct impact. Physical contributions are also welcome for those who prefer to donate gifts. "If people want to donate a physical gift and save us some shopping time, that's wonderful," said Hershon. "We're grateful for any support that helps bring a smile to a child's face." The success of the Christmas luncheon is a testament to the community's generosity. "There are too many people to thank for their time and contributions," Hershon noted. Continuing the tradition. As the holiday season approaches, the volunteers are hopeful that the community will come together once again to honor Wayne Brown's memory and make this year's event the most memorable yet. "Wayne's mission was simple. Every child deserves a joyful Christmas," Hershon reflected. "We're doing everything we can to make that happen, but we can't do it alone." If you would like to contribute or have any questions, please contact Ashley Hershon at ahershon@chop.ca. Together, we can continue Wayne's legacy of compassion and community spirit.